Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients to over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
So, how many of y'all have a business? Does everybody in here have a business already? Cool. Who doesn't have a business yet? Okay, cool, perfect. So, what business are you in? Somebody tell me. Website and graphic design, consulting, real estate brokerage, energy consultant, photography, grant writing consultant, suit tailoring, painting, fintech, lifestyle and apparel brand. All right, cool. How many of you all who just said that or anybody who didn't say anything feel like you are having some challenges in the marketing department or you can require more clients or you could get more clients? Can I give you one immediate thing that you can do to actually start getting more clients? Like actually understand the business that you're in. So you're not in the business of consulting or energy consulting or website design or fintech. You're actually in the business of marketing the transformation that you provide. Does that make sense? So everybody in here is in the marketing business. Because if you don't market, you don't get customers or you don't get clients. I'm going to use the term clients. I know it says customers, but I'm going to just use the word clients. Does that make sense? So how can we implement this? I'm going to give you an example. So let's say, for example, we're here and you meet somebody and they say, I'm a personal trainer. If they say they're a personal trainer, if I ask 10 of you all, what is a personal trainer, I probably get 10 answers, 10 different answers. What if you meet somebody and they say, well, I help entrepreneurial women eliminate 10 to 15 pounds of body fat so they're more confident when they're speaking about their products and services from stage? Who would you be more apt to either do business with or refer to somebody who requires that? The second one, right? Why? It's clear. But if they say I'm a personal trainer, you're like, you automatically in your mind, you automatically have a story and a picture of what a personal trainer is. Are y'all following me so far?
Yes.
Perfect. So we call this a WIFM statement. So it's a I help blank do blank. So the first blank is your target audience. So who knows who their target audience is? I saw my man hand up first. The black community. Who in the black community? What do you do? So what does well-being mean? First of all, let's do this. Who knows what well-being is? Who has a definition? Healthy, wellness, what was it? Happiness? Anybody else got a definition? Mental health? What is it? Who specifically in the black community do you serve? And how specifically do you help them? So you help black people access capital? Like, what's the one thing? If you was to unpack what well-being is and you was to pick one thing, what's the transformation that you provide? What does that mean, though? So I'm going to give you an example. So Jice's son is 5, right? If you was explaining to him what you do, how would you explain it in one sentence? So that's pause right there. Who is people in the black community? You see how broad that is? So like who is, it's gonna be very, so most business owners, small business owners go broke because they're trying to market to the masses. So it's really challenging to market to the masses because we don't have unlimited marketing budgets, right? So it's tough to market to the masses. So if you got Nike and different things like that, they got unlimited marketing budgets. So they can market to the masses. Black business owners can't afford to market to the masses. So your marketing has to be very specific, very measurable, very trackable to know what's working and what's not. Does that make sense? So who would you say, if you was to pick a segment of the black community, who would it be? So, okay, that's better. So black millennials. So you help black millennials do what? What's the thing that's keeping them up at night? That they're stressed out about when they're out drinking with their friends? What's the thing they're complaining about? What's the thing why they can't go to sleep? You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Is everybody see where I'm going with this? What's your name?
Frank.
So I'm walking Frank through this, but is everybody kind of walking through this in your mind as well? Like, what does this look like for your business? Like, this automatically is now when you create marketing, people automatically are like, I need that, or I want that. So now when you go around in a room and you're in a room like this and people are like, well, what do you do? And you don't say, well, I'm an energy consultant. Well, no disrespect. But now you're like, I help blank do blank. Now it's people in the room who are like, okay, I need that. Or they're texting people like, okay, I know somebody who need that. Because it's super clear in your communication. So like most people come to us and they want to learn how to do ads and stuff like that. And that's great. But it's like ads isn't going to save your business. Ads are actually bury your business, especially if you're running ads and you don't even know what you do, who you do it for, and they can't see your marketing and say, okay, yeah, I need that. Does this make sense? You just spend a whole lot of more money and they'll be like, well, I'm just going to spend more on ads. It's like, no, you don't have an ads problem. You got a messaging problem.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.